This is Dueling Tangents, and we are Luke and Brian. Sometimes called the Follett. Sometimes called the Follett. His name is called the Follett. Sometimes called the Follett.
I just see everybody logging off the app. Just shutting it right now.
Come on, man. Talent right here.
You did harmonize earlier when you were on the phone with me.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened.
It was a split second. It's a
really
good
vibrato. Like I'm really good at singing as other people, but as myself, I am horrible. And
I'm terrible too.
Like my brother's an opera singer and stuff, and I, you know,
missed you by that much.
Yeah, all right. I can project to the back of the room.
There you go. Me too. I can yell.
I have a impressive yelp.
There you go.
Pretty exciting. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're still looking to see if you have a guess as to how much taxpayer money we're wasting per month on the staff that we have just found out that Michael Gableman has been paying for a couple months now.
All but one. We haven't figured out at least one because apparently it's a personnel decision.
It's a magic mystery.
Their other employer he doesn't want to dox them. I don't know, whatever. But
you can you can also text us at that number. But if you do, just keep in mind... let's not think about Michael Gableman's toenails because some of the trolls on our
apparently they're collecting
they're talking about his toenails. I don't know why you would talk about them or think about them, but let's try and be a little bit more original that way, or maybe even come up with any salient points beyond any stupid insults or unoriginal little childish BS. Anyway, let's move on. We were talking about the maps that are going to come to save us with redistricting, especially with the ruling from the currently completely non-corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court, especially with such alumni as Michael Gableman. I can only assume that Wisconsin Supreme Court currently is just improved so much since the Wisconsin Supreme Court has redistricting decision. Attorney General Josh Call has released a statement.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Issued the following statement today regarding the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision on Wisconsin redistricting maps. Quote, today's decision strikes a major blow to our freedom to choose our legislative leaders, to obtain changes to legislative policy, and to cast meaningful ballots for state legislative elections. It almost I get a five-yard penalty.
Yes, 5-yard penalty.
Touchdown taken away from me.
I was going to wait for the play to end, and then I was going to penalize you. Because you always let them play through the whistle.
That's right. I get a free stolen base anyway. It almost certainly ends all hope for anything remotely resembling fair maps in Wisconsin for at least the next decade. That's
a long time.
Heartening. And possibly quite longer.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
For a court to rule that a court-drawn map must be based on an extreme partisan gerrymander is simply stunning. Our courts have a solemn obligation to safeguard our democracy. This ruling abandons that vital role. This is a legacy-defining decision for our state Supreme Court, and it is a dreadful one. We also have a reaction from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, but first we're going to go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, how are you today? Tell us about your plan of attack from Mark from the SAC.
Well, I don't know how to attack this. I mean, maybe the new staff referred for Gableman is the person assigned to paint his toenails that's what their job is. But under Wisconsin law, we're supposed to have access to any information that our people that our tax dollars are supposed to go to. As a former state employee, anybody can go out there and see what a state employee, what their base salary is, I think. And that should be, you know, openly available for all these people that since Robin Voss decided to put these people on the state's dime, then that information should be readily available to the taxpayers and should be released immediately upon request. Not any nonsense, oh, you had to file a FOIA or anything like this. Nope. It should be readily available. And if Gableman and company want information about, you know, that they should be forced to have subpoenas. I mean, and a legally issued subpoena, not anything that, you know, Michael Gableman says, I want this, and Voss can't just say, well, that's a subpoena because he wants it.
Mark, I'm not entirely sure that Michael Gableman fully understands what a legally binding subpoena entails of.
And they have no scope.
And I'm not just being facetious here. I'm not just being, I seriously, at this point, listening to the guy and hearing testimony and things like that, I honestly am doubting whether this person understands what jurisdiction this subpoena can come from or how it even works.
And it's just, that's ridiculous then, because this man was on the Supreme Court, and if he's issuing that kind of nonsense, his law license should be removed from him, his ability to practice law in any court should be removed, and he should be sent back to kindergarten where he can, you know, examine his own genitals and not harass anybody else. I mean,
well, I got to tell you, Mark, and thank you very much for the call. I just got to tell you, I'm not in kindergarten myself, and I am able to examine my own genitals myself just fine. Just throwing it out there.
They have no scope statement, though, so I don't know how they're going to even be able to audit all of this stuff for Gableman's staff.
No, they're flying out of the seat of their pants.
They just don't care how they're spending the public's dollars. It's really what it comes down to is they want to so badly find some form of impropriety from last year's election that they are going to spend $250,000 for a staff to go and unturn every stone, even though they've recounted, they've audited, they've done everything already, but that wasn't enough. So Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had to go and hire Gableman to go and do this because they lost. They lost. They are so upset with the fact that they lost and they cannot come to terms with it that this is what they're doing with Wisconsin's taxpayers' dollars.
Mm-hmm. It's high school tactics. It's mean girls tactics. It's making up some crap about the other person. And just by the idea of having a fight or having some sort of kerfuffle, you know, saying that, you know, Sally over there slept with somebody else, and just even though she didn't, just to go and cause an issue. Next thing you know, half the people think that Sally did or didn't, or Sally is this certain way, when Sally completely didn't do any of that.
Yep.
But doesn't matter. Because in the long run, even though Sally is vindicated later on and it's proven that it doesn't happen, people still think that Sally did something, correct, even though nothing happened whatsoever. This is exactly the same type of tactics the Republicans are using right now.
Yep. And so just to wrap this up, Brian, to see how much money is actually being spent per month on this election probe from Gableman. So after his testimony today and going through the numbers, a politics reporter for the Cap Times, Jack Kelly, did some quick math, and not perfect because we don't know any of the hourly wages and the totals for that, but just doing a math of the salaries being paid to individuals on Gableman's staff, $41,500 per month.
I don't think they're going to keep really good records on this.
Minimum.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's the minimum.
And I don't think it's because they don't want to. I just don't think they know how.
Probably not.
I honestly, really, when we're talking about the conspiracies that, you know, the GOP have, and sometimes they do have some intelligent folks to take advantage of the peons and whatnot. Let's just remember that it's not always some evil, sadistic plot. Sometimes just keep in mind, it's just complete, total incompetence and arrogant, blind confidence.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Don't over-explain things when complete ignorance and blind overconfidence can explain most of it.
This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're trying to explain some of that complete incompetence to you. Give us a call, I guess. Nope, this is the end of the show. Tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll talk more about some of the incompetence going on in Wisconsin then.